Investigators tried for months to figure out who had killed Lolly Winans and Julie Williams, without success, according to Deirdre Enright, who headed the Innocence Project at UVA.
Meanwhile, in 96, 97, there were six other murders in Central Virginia, like in a five-mile radius.
Police thought they might be dealing with a serial killer, but ended up charging three different men with the crimes.
All three of those turned out to be the wrong people.
Then, in 2003, a new suspect appeared.
There's a guy named Richard Ivanitz, who's just tried to abduct a girl in South Carolina. She gets away.
Police tracked Ivanitz to Florida, where he told his sister he had killed many more women. But when officers closed in, Ivanitz killed himself. Because his known victims had been teenagers, detectives branded him a pedophile and eliminated him as a suspect in the killing of Winans and Williams. Enright thinks that was a mistake, that kids were not his only obsession.
If you go through his pornography, like I did, you would know that that is not the only thing he is interested in.
Now she's calling on the FBI to compare DNA from the National Parks murders to DNA from Ivanitz. The Bureau did not respond to our request for an interview. I'm Sandy Houseman.